Blog Talk Radio.
Were you threatened with booty juice?
I personally was not, because I chose to take the route of keeping my mouth shut in fear. But girls who had been there for weeks upon weeks got it often. Just for acting out in the slightest way, for talking back.
They would joke about booty juice, you know? And then the first time you actually see them give it to someone, you're like, wow, where am I?
She was at Sundance Hospital. The hospital's own protocol says you can refuse any medication offered to you. Despite this, the 16-year-old says she was given booty juice while pregnant. If that injection did indeed contain antipsychotics, the FDA says that could harm an unborn child.
First of all, it's criminal. It's battery.
That's attorney Ramesh Shamaya. He's very familiar with the term booty juice.
Hear ye, hear ye, come one, come all. Welcome to the Crazy House Show, the Monstrous Ball. We're about to take you to a place where they're known to get loose. Instead of liquor, you can get a shot of booty juice. Hey man, it's G Lou. Welcome to the Crazy House, where if you tripping, you will get the booty juice. You know what I'm saying? Stupid people doing stupid things, we point you out. I am your psych ward coordinator, G Lou. That is Tweed Cadillac, the psych ward director and booty juice administrator. We putting all y'all on blast. We play no favorites and we give no passes. We point out all that bullshit y'all be doing, so please don't end up in the crazy house, because you will get the booty juice. For an example, older homies out there, I would say over age 40, who used to wear 501s, now you wearing 422s, aka skinny jeans, you getting the booty juice. All you older ladies out there, you know what I'm saying, know you need to be at the house, but you at the club still trying to twerk it. A major OnlyFans page trying to do a little something strange for a little piece of change, you getting the booty juice. You know what I'm saying? All you suckers, squares, and snitches, you getting the booty juice. We pointing that shit all out. So check it out. It's the Crazy House Thursday nights, 93.3 Tweed FM ism. Tweed Cadillac, your psych ward supervisor. G Lou, your psych ward coordinator. The Crazy House, y'all. Don't get that booty juice. Gone.
Dug a bone, yo, don't give him nothing but a microphone. Don't stop, I'm not finished yet. You said I'm not the E, you wanna make a bet. Remember this, lounge, you in the danger zone. I figured you would, now leave me alone. You pick and you whisper on the four-leaf clover to be the E-double-E. Over and over, you intrigued by the way I do my thing.
Do what?
Pick up the mic, high, and make a swing.
I have the capability to rap and chill. Coax, attack, and see, you tend to act ill. It's like a signal smack. Smack me and I'll smack your back. I get goosebumps when the baseline thumps. A sucker empty on ride. Now it's time for lunch. When I'm cooling on the scene, I notice one thing, I'm not bound. So sucker empty clean. I consider myself better than average. Yo, I rock the mic like a wild beast savage. I'm in the bottom state, I can't concentrate. I make a move like chess, then I yell checkmate. You know why I get Xania and Xania? Because of the PMD main. And when I walk through the crowd, I can see heads turning. I hear voices saying that's Eric Sermon. Not only from the women, but from the men. You know what, it feels good, my friend.
I'm the P-double-E, the thriller of Manila. Better known as the MC Cold Killer. PMD's goal is to keep the place jumping. And if not, we feel we owe you something. It's like Lotto, you have to be in it to win it. But if the beat is fresh, then Diamond J will spin it. If J spin it, it has to be deaf to make you dance until there's no one left.
Cause you a customer.
Praying like a prey when the fox in action. I smell blood, no time for max and camouflage in the green. My back is arc, plus you in trouble cause it's after dark. My eyes closed like Steve Austin, I got you in the square. I will let you run, nah, that ain't fair. So I clear my vision, so I can spot him, snatch him up by the neck and say, I got him.
By now MCs, you're in over your head. My rhymes are hungry, but they haven't been fed. The process of elimination's quite simple. Let you grow like a blackhead and pop you like a pimple. Slice you like lettuce, toss you like a salad. Revoke your MC license if your rhymes invalid. As we go on, suck your MC sound whacker. Like a parrot and Polly wants a cracker.
So was a rap contest, nothing we can handle. At a house that had the mics on the mantle. Looked at the DJ and said, may I? Lit it up like the 4th of July. Because I float like a butterfly, sing like a bee. No, I'm the E of EP. EMD. I have a strong point of view on the way things run. Just shut up and listen and learn, my son.
I'll draw that ass like bounty, the quicker picker up. I tell you up front, you're nothing but a sucker. The style we're using is no doubt cope aesthetic. You try to bite and yet sound pathetic. Design my rhymes like a tailor, floating like a sailor. As the peak gets stronger, MC gets staler. Not bragging or fagging, surely not fagging. MC surrender, raise the flags and give up the titles, but the signs are vital. I keep the voice tuned at a slow and swift idol.
Are you a customer? I need a man meal sandwich, yes, I need manwich. I feel good now, it's time to do damage. I feel like bowing, you know what I mean? Wanna rhyme one time to release the steam. When I got the mic, I get your mac like an actor. You know why I get over, I'm the master. I do a show pack, I then two is clamming up. Look for the microphone, then I jam it up.
You better see me jamming at New York Tech. You got one right fella, you deserve a check. How did you know? You must have been jobbing. How would you know? The places I be rocking. Don't follow me, fella. Every move that I make. I'm hostile now, so I give you a break. Research upon me, but don't go past the limit. Here's my card and on the back is my fan club digits.
There's two things to check out, the words that I'm saying. Plus listen to the good top playing. The boy is bad, the strings he's plucking. Fire rhyme after rhyme, watch MC ducking.
MCs, it's the final countdown. You look tight, can you go the round? If you can, I'll slap your hand and give you credit. And if not, I turn around and say forget it. They say that I'm a party pooper. That's not true, I'm a born out of pooper.
You a customer.
Maybe G.
You a customer.
Boy, Wayne. SGSU.
Yo, we out of here like that, yeah.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Crazy House. Stupid people doing stupid things. So kick back, relax, and let's watch these idiots and laugh. Also, make sure to hit the follow button to show support. It's absolutely free. Follow Tweet Cadillac, your host, on all social media sites, or refer to tweetcadillac.com. Tonight's episode is brought to you by Stacy Adams Incorporated, hatware, footwear, underwear, boots, socks, belts, accessories. Go to tweetcadillac.com, hit the sponsor button. You will receive a 45% discount tonight and tonight only on any Stacy Adams apparel. Also, go to theglueshow.com. G. Lou, the host of West Side Wednesdays, Flashback Fridays, and OG Sundays. That is theglueshow.com, hosted by Cousin Marcy, G. Lou, and Queen Jean. Hit up MagnificentWax.com. If you need your Cadillac waxed up, spit shine, they're available in local Walmarts, MagnificentWax.com. Make sure to tell Deli that Tweet Cadillac sent you. Receive a discount as well. If you're hungry and you need something to eat, go to FunDiggity.com. The the best funnel cakes in America across the board. I'm talking about you can make your own specialty. 4 stars on Yelp, DoorDash, Uber Eats, or just call in your order, come pick it up, and you're good. Let me find the address. I don't have it right here on me. 1 second. I do have it right here on me. The address is 2807 North Dalhart Avenue, D-A-L-H-A-R-T. The city of Compton, California, 90222. We're open Tuesdays through Sundays, 3 to 10 p.m., unless we have a special event. The phone number is, for your call-in orders, 310-404-6849. Also, Jack's Family Kitchen, over 60 years in the business, located on Western Avenue, in between Martin Luther King Boulevard and 39th Street. Open for breakfast only, 6 to 2 p.m. daily. So, with that being said, you are tuned in to the Crazy House, where stupid people are getting caught doing the stupidest things that you would ever think about. So sit back and enjoy, and do not be an idiot. Do not get caught up with these attitudes, because it will go bad. 93-point tweet FM ism. And here we go, y'all.
All right, so there's a request for early termination on your case. I'm not inclined to give you early termination. I mean, what you did was awful. And there's a concern with you working with the elderly, which is what I put in here, that you're not allowed to have any work with vulnerable persons, any elderly people. So you want to be terminated early. Why should I do that?
I mean, yes, I understand what I did was wrong. But I've never violated probation. I've never failed a drug test. I hold a steady job, and it's not even in the medical field anymore. I've been doing good. I know what I've done. I just want to put this past me and then just move forward with myself, better myself, for my kids and myself.
Kids or baby goats? I wish people would stop
my children.
Thank you. I wish people would stop using the word kids for children. The complainant wants to move forward too, but you know why the complainant can't really move forward? They don't have their engagement ring. So where's their engagement ring?
I'm not sure.
Find their engagement ring, and then maybe I'll consider early termination.
I don't know what they said, what happened with it, but I know it was, from my understanding, it was in a pawn shop or something.
Well, I mean, this is an engagement ring that you're responsible for. So what do you mean? You're saying your understanding that it was pawned in the pawn shop. You're acting like some phantom did that. Who pawned it in the pawn shop?
Myself.
All right. So where is their engagement ring? They want their engagement ring. You're before me saying you want your probation terminated early because you're ready to move on with your life. Okay. She wants her engagement ring. And since this is an elderly person, that means that engagement ring, they probably had it since who knows where, how long. And that engagement ring cost that person $15,000. And how much did you pawn it for?
I don't even remember. It's been a few years now.
Yeah. See, here's the thing. You commit a crime. And for you, it's like, oh, I'm done. I don't even remember.
No, it's not.
I'm not giving you early termination. You're going to do every bit of the 8 years that you're on for this probation. And you need to sit and think about the engagement ring that you stole from an elderly person when they allowed you into their home to take care of them, and you went and pawned it, and you're walking around enjoying your best life wearing eyelashes that are too long. I don't know why people are doing that. I think that's a new style or something, but no. So you are not going to be offered probation early. So probation, please tell probation officers to quit submitting me documentation asking for her to be taken off early. I'll only truly consider taking you off probation early if you return her $15,000 engagement ring that you took to some pawn shop and they probably gave you maybe $200 for it. She wants her engagement ring back and you should want her to have it back. And until you internalize what you did to her, an elderly person allowing you into their home to work and you stealing their engagement ring, you have learned nothing on probation. That's all. The answer is no.
Judge, may I approach you?
Yes. Court is calling 2022 CR 11474W, State of Texas versus Destiny Argumento. Could I have the parties announce for the record for the state?
Daniel Escobar for the state of Texas.
Defense?
Cheryl Patterson for defense.
All right. And are you Destiny Argumento?
No, ma'am.
Well, Amanda Destiny Argumento. All right. I'm showing you what's entitled motion to revoke. I'm sorry?
Judge, really quickly, sorry to interrupt. Defense and I have spoken. I think defense has filed a motion for confidence and eval.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we wanted to approach on.
Ah. So where are we on the competency?
I filed the motion. I don't know that anything has happened.
All right. When was the motion filed?
I believe it was early part of last week.
Oh, then.
Right.
Okay. Thank you. All right. So it's been referred to magistrate's court. Ms. Ferguson, I need a reset on this. Can you let the magistrate know that she doesn't need an informal inquiry, that she just needs an evaluation?
Your Honor, we'd actually, in speaking with the prosecutor and with my client, we'd actually like to withdraw that motion. We feel that she just did not understand the questions and was very nervous that day.
Okay. All right. We're on the record then. Are you Amanda or Destiny Argamata Meadow?
Yes, ma'am.
Can you raise your right hand for me? Do you solemnly swear or affirm the testimony you give would be the truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, you can lower your hand. Do you know who your attorney is?
Yes, ma'am.
Who is your attorney?
It's hard to pronounce her last
name. Okay, what's her first name?
Sorry.
Can you point to your attorney? Who is your attorney? All right. Have you had a chance to discuss her and discuss your case?
Yes, ma'am.
What are you on probation for?
Unauthorized use of vehicle.
All right. And who is the prosecutor in this case?
I am.
No. Who is actually trying to prove that you violated the conditions of your probation?
Excuse me, I don't understand.
All right. How far did you go in school?
In ninth grade.
Okay. All right. You're on probation. Do you understand that?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. You understand, you told me you're on probation for an unauthorized use of a vehicle?
Yes, ma'am.
What is your range of punishment?
It was 2 years of probation and dancing classes.
All right. If I were to send you to prison or to the state jail facility, how much time could I give you?
Yes, 2 years.
Okay. So with regards to this motion to revoke?
Yes, ma'am.
Who has to prove to the court that you didn't do what you were supposed to do on a motion to revoke?
Myself.
I'm sorry?
Myself.
Yeah. Okay. I think she may need an evaluation.
Yes, Your Honor.
Okay. All right. So this is going to be set for our evaluation. Ms. Ferguson, what date can we bring this back? Ms. Ferguson, if you will again just let them know that there's no need for an informal inquiry. The court is requesting that the evaluation be done. Thank you.
Thank you, Your Honor.
Thank you. Hello. Why are you missing your reporting dates to felony drug court?
Today was my first date.
Well, no. They said they attempted to contact you on April 10th, April 11th, April 14th. That's why you rejected. You need felony drug court. If you're drug tested today, what are the results going to be? And before you even answer me, know that you can get drug tested today. I will have you drug tested today. I know sometimes people think the probation officer is female, so she can't do it. We have male probation officers in this building, and they will come right over and drug test you. So So what are your results going to be? Did you use, let me help you. Did you use drugs?
I have in the past.
Do you want me to bring a probation officer over here to do a drug test? All right, so what are the results going to be? All right, what are you going to be positive for?
Meth.
All right, meth. And what else?
Marijuana.
Meth and marijuana. Probation, what are his issues other than these drug issues and his not appearing to felony drug court? Yes. And is it going to be heroin as well? Because last time you were here, it was heroin as well.
No.
Thank you.
I've only been on probation in a month at this point. So it really hasn't given enough time to complete the other terms of his probation. He did report no issues there. He's reporting except for he was not putting it in to report for his felony drug court.
All right. We're going to get a date for you today for felony drug court, Mr. Gomez. If you do not, if you miss that appointment, a motion to revoke is going to be filed. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to do it one more time. Do you have a telephone number?
Yes, ma'am. I've been getting the messages.
Well, why are you not been reporting to them if you've been getting receiving messages?
Well, this was the date today.
All right. I think there's some drug cloudiness going on here. And I mean that in all sincerity. I'm not trying to belittle you or anything. I'm trying to save your life because last time you were here, it was a heroin issue. Now it's a meth and marijuana issue. If you do not take care of these issues, what's going to end up happening is either you're going to end up in prison or either somebody's going to find you on the street because you're going to get a bad batch of drugs. Do you understand?
No.
All right. So let's do a re-referral to felony drug court. And if he misses his next appointment with felony drug court, a motion to revoke will be filed.
As simple as that. And that's what's going to happen. Man, people doing stupid things, getting the same stupid results. Welcome once again to the Crazy House. Sit back and relax. Enjoy the laughs. They're going to get funnier as we go. People need to watch their attitudes. They need to watch how they interact with people. And just be on your P's and Q's throughout life. Don't cause trauma, stress, and strife in your everyday life. It's going to come back and bite you in the booty. And when it bites you in the booty, don't be surprised when they take you to the crazy house and they inject you with that booty juice. 93.3 FM. Here we go, y'all.
To make a comment to say, how does it benefit you to raise somebody else's kid? How does it benefit for you to cash someone else's kid? Shows that you have no emotional intelligence. You have no intellect, okay? Because, see, the reality of it is,
you're dumb.
We're all God's creatures.
You don't
if you are in love with someone, you embrace their children as if they're yours,
wow.
Okay? And the reason you would do that, if you have an understanding of what you believe and how you believe it, God takes us, and he makes us his own, right? So when he actually died on the cross, the gospel was given to the Jews, and yet the Jews did not care about the Gentiles, and he grafted us in, the Gentiles, which it didn't belong to us, but he grafted us in. We're now considered his. We're not considered stepchildren. So when you carry a mentality as ignorant as cashing out somebody else's kid, it shows that you lack any integrity, any morality. It shows that you're self-centered and possibly narcissistic. It shows many different things. And
men, you lack integrity. You're a narcissist. You're not a real man. If you don't want to take care of my four, she's got four kids apparently.
Come clean up my mess, stupid.
Right? A baby mama of four. or baby mama, period. I don't care how many kids she has. You lack integrity. You're not mature. You're not a real man. You're a narcissist. This is a village. We are God's children.
Yeah, you're going against Jesus. Didn't you hear?
Right. Oh, my God. This is a brand new one for me. I've never heard a woman invoke Jesus, his name, and why the hell we should raise her bummy-ass kids. Because you couldn't keep your legs closed four goddamn times. Four
Isn't
separate
like,
times.
Aren't you supposed to wait to like marry?
Right? What's the hypocrisy? You want to invoke Jesus.
Woman, you are not doing yourself many favors.
Right? We are God's children. Why are you having sex unwed? Isn't that a sin? Right? I think sex before marriage is a sin last time I checked.
Let's ask Jesus.
Let's ask Jesus. Man, isn't that crazy? Hypocrisy.
Insane.
This is why so many families are broken, and especially in the black community. Right. Let's talk about that. This
Let's
is why our community continues to lack. So when you go out there
black
in
Jesus,
the streets
apparently.
And you see
black
somebody
community.
Disrespecting the older person, you see a young youth maybe going wayward, do you not say to yourself, maybe I should say something to that young blood right there? Let me say, hey, dude, that's not the right way to go. We can do better. And take somebody under your wing and mentor them. See, when you start thinking about others beyond yourself, you make different choices. You grow.
Oh,
but that mentality that you mentioned right there is the reason why, you know, all these celebrities still got women popping their butts on the videos, degrading themselves. They all about the money and the cash
like
and the power
women.
And all these bling, bling, bling because y'all stupid and ignorant. I hate to say that, but that's what the Bible calls it, stupid and ignorant and foolish.
Wow, yeah. So now let's attack women, too, for shaking their asses and
those whores
that are taking away the men that I want, that don't want me because I have four kids. Praise Jesus. Praise Jesus. You all need help. You need saving. Okay? It is a village. We are all God's children, you ignorant, stupid people with no integrity. Men, grow up. Take care of my kids for me. If you see someone on the street not doing right by their life, wouldn't you go help them? What does that have to do with your four-ass kids you didn't keep your legs closed for?
The audacity. It's not even one. It's four? Four times you made this mistake? Four.
Four. Single mother. Single mother. Single ranting about men. A single mom ranting about men. Name a better duo. Wow. Wow. So blind to the truth that you're not worthy of any male.
Oh, and the way she talks down, it's like,
holier than
should,
thou.
And you need to come clean up my mess, and you are stupid because you don't want me.
This is next level. This is next level. This one's next level.
No, there's not more. There's more?
Oh, let's go check it out.
No.
And until you start learning who you are and valuing yourself, and you will start valuing and seeing other people and start wanting to build them up.
Oh, God.
How about that?
How about it?
You would never get a woman like me. And I'm a single mom. And I tell you what, best believe, I have people in my DMs every single day. Not because just the way I look. But honey, I have integrity. I have morality. I carry myself
morality.
In such a manner that whoever I am with, I am going to make them look good.
Thoughts, please.
How good would she make you look? What would your friend say if you're like, I'm dating this chick. She's got four kids.
She's 30
what
plus
would,
years
she's
old.
30 plus years old. Looks like this, right? Four kids. What would your friend say?
I'd look like a king, apparently. Saint, no, less. I'm taking care of the village for her. Holy shit. You know what I mean? I'm taking care of the village for this woman. I'm paying for all her mistakes, and if I don't, I lack integrity. But her opening her legs four times, she's got all the integrity. You know what I mean? All sorts of men in her DM she turns down. Why are you single?
Oh, yeah. Right. Good point. Good point. All these men want her.
All these men want her. But she's too good for them.
But she's ranting about how men don't want her.
No, didn't you
see?
Which
is it?
She's too good. She's already, she's telling, you would never get a woman like me. You can't secure a man to save your life. You had four times, apparently, to try to secure said man or multiple men, if they're multiple baby daddies. You couldn't keep a single one. And now you're alone. Weird. So no man wants to commit to you. But men are the problem? Men lack integrity. Why is she so bitter, so emotional, on such a rant against men not wanting to take care of her four kids? I bet you every single date she goes on, the moment I got four kids comes up, the guy goes, nope.
Check, please.
Check out. I'm checking out of this one. We ain't committing here, boys, but I got to see it through. We already went on a date. I got to see it through, my boy.
You dog.
I got to see it through. Baby mamas need some love. Baby mamas need love too, but not commitment. Go to your baby daddy for a commitment, you know? Hey.
She already got a man.
She got maybe multiple for life. And you still can't get him to commit, girl. Yeah.
She might be rich off that child support.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine?
Ridiculous.
She is worthy of top, high-quality value men.
Mm-hmm.
And any man.
Might even be too good.
Right? Might even be too good for them. You know, because she got four kids. And if you can't look after her four kids, you ain't a man enough. You ain't earning enough to feed my four babies.
Oh, my God.
Woman, are you out your goddamn mind?
I don't know if I
want
to laugh or cry for her.
Are you out your goddamn mind?
Yes, she is.
How do you, where does this confidence, where does this ego come from?
Where
does this delusion stem from?
Who hyped her up?
I don't think anybody hyped her up. You know what I think this is? This is projecting insecurity. You know, because
you don't value yourself equals she doesn't value herself.
Exactly.
You don't respect people. She's so hurt. She has no respect for anyone now.
Exactly. You know, you ain't man enough to take care of my kids. No man wants to take care of my kids. This is projecting insecurity. This is projecting pain. That's what's sad about it. And at the end of the day, she's blinded by her pain and her insecurity.
Mm-hmm.
That no man that she deems worthy of her wants her because of the decision she made, and she can't live with that. And now you're a single mom with the psychological damage and baggage of four children that have to be raised without fathers present in the home. Boy, are you hitting them statistics.
And what about those children?
I feel bad. Yeah, I feel bad for the kids. They're suffering because mommy can't make good decisions. And men, and you wonder why men don't want single moms?
Seriously,
like, you just
women,
made a bad decision.
We have so much responsibility. You know, like, if not for yourself, at least for your kids. And, like, kids aren't an accessory. Seriously, those are lives you're bringing into the world. That shit has consequences. So that's disgusting.
Right. If you say anything as a man, you can't tell her nothing. So what happens when women speak up?
Well, apparently, what did she say about other women?
That they're whores? Oh, yeah, that's right. And any woman telling her different is just some little thought, godless
mm-hmm.
thought.
Mm-hmm.
She don't got Jesus.
Godless.
She found Jesus after having four kids. She's been
How
saved.
How did you get those kids, girl?
Right? Jesus came after the four kids. Because once you have kids, you become mature. You understand growth. Like, what did she say in the beginning? She said some stupid shit like that. Like, she said, you mature and understand what it means to take care of somebody. I don't care. Those aren't my kids. You mean I'm busting my ass in my career to try to make money to support my seed, to see my legacy make it out into the world. I got to come into a relationship with your bummy self and four kids in tow that are going to yell at me and say, you're not my dad, and have all these damn problems when they rebel as teenagers. And I'm like ending my bloodline then and there. Right? I'm supposed to be a
She already has four kids.
Right?
She doesn't want any more, maybe.
Exactly. And even if she does, I'm not trying to tack on five.
Five kids.
Are you kidding me?
That's a lot of mouths to feed.
Why? This is such a liability. Expensive. Like, how does she not understand? Your disadvantage is four kids, no kids. What's a man going to choose? You already birthed four kids. I don't know how tight that thing still is anyway. Let's talk about it, because men are thinking about it. You busted down four of them.
Maybe she had C-section. Let's give her the
benefit. We ain't married. We ain't married. I'm not trying to, you know, hot dog in walls kind of deal. You know, down the hallway.
And there you have it. The audacity of these people, man. You're not a real man if you don't take care of me and my four kids. What kind of lunacy is that? It's a whole bunch of ill word adjectives that you could use for that scenario. She definitely needs the booty juice. G. Lou, if you don't pass me that syringe right now, I need about 30 cc's of booty juice real quick to slap her up real quick, because she's out of this world. She's worse than she's worse than the previous skit that we just used. Well, this lady is on meth and all this other stuff and lying to the judge with a straight face and thinking it's all going to be gravy, baby. Man, wow. Welcome, y'all, to the Crazy House. This is the debut 2024 episode of the Crazy House featuring Dwee Cadillac and G. Lou.
Hey, Jay.
Where we depict reactions to stupid people doing stupid things. And this is, man, tonight's episode, this is crazy. I got one that's going to make, man, I'm going to blow your socks off. This one right here, though, this is for 18 years of age and older. So if you're listening, you're under 18, I know you're going to listen anyway, but I suggest that you don't listen to this, because this girl is crazy. Talking about telling on yourself, snitching, is at all-time high. She tried to play it off in the beginning, but then she went too far, told too much. This is hilarious. Can you spell hilarious, ladies and gentlemen? Because this is some funny-ass shit. Not the Point Tweet FM. Crazy House, y'all. Check this one out.
All right, so someone called us. We got multiple calls about you. About something pertaining on the beach. Were you supposed to be? Were you doing something you weren't supposed to be doing?
What?
Like, what were you doing on the beach? Like, prior to coming here. Prior to coming here.
There was nobody else. I was just sitting on my towel. Nobody was around me.
Okay, and you were over at the beach?
Like, I was near the water.
Near the water?
Yeah.
Okay.
What did I do?
So apparently you were masturbating on the beach.
Who saw that?
I mean, a couple people.
No, they didn't. That's not true.
Why would they call it?
Nobody was around. Was it an anonymous call? Is this one of my buddies? Okay,
no.
One of my buddies.
No, it's not one of your buddies. It's a family.
Okay, look, let me say what I did.
Okay. Is there anything in the bag?
No.
Is there, if I look through it? I mean, if you can open it and can I see the contents inside the bag?
Yes.
Okay.
I don't really understand what y'all are.
We're just here because someone called and we're very concerned. Okay.
This is really highly offensive to me.
I got you. And that's why I'm trying to figure it out.
It's my vibrator, but I just put it in my... I was sitting on the beach and I just
okay.
Do I get a ticket?
So you did have a vibrator.
Listen, I was sitting on the water like this, and I just put it in there, and it was covered up, and I just had an orgasm. I'm sorry. I was stressed out.
I got you. Okay. Just hang tight for me.
I'm sorry. Nobody saw me. I was in the water. Okay, do it. If this is anonymous,
I mean, if nobody saw them, they wouldn't have called, right?
You would never get a call if nobody saw it.
Ma'am, so. Please, don't do this to me. Are you serious?
Put your other hand.
A family saw it. They had kids.
What? Are you? There was nobody around me.
So. The bullet style. That's what they call it.
Stop all this mess out of your office.
Oh, Jesus. Now you're going through it. You logging everything. She admitted to it, and she said she had an orgasm on the beach and all that other good mess.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Cool. Someone saw it, so that's why we're here, you know?
She said, she just put it in, you know, she was stressed out. She didn't know anybody was watching, you know. She just put it in. She just wanted a ticket. Just give her a citation and, you know, she'll take it back to the hotel room. Ain't that some crazy stuff, man? People just...
Yeah, that's crazy.
Stupid things, man. Oh, my God. Well, man, I just put it in and, you know, okay. I had an orgasm. I was stressed out. And the people got kids out there. And, like, look at this. You know, man, it probably was a Karen was like, oh, I'm appalled. I'm going to turn her in right now. That was crazy. Why do they do the things that they do? Should we just give her time, sir, G-Lou, or does she deserve the booty juice for that one? I don't know, man. I want to give her a pass. She said she was stressed out. You know, she didn't think nobody was looking. Should we give her a fine and a citation, or should we administer the booty juice? It's your call, man, on this
one. You're the booty juice, bro.
30 cc's is going down. Wow. I got a story for y'all right now. This idiot right here, my God, talking about good mamas, these bras is crazier than a bag of sherm chopped up with angel dust mixed with some fentanyl. Look at what this lady did. 93.3 FM. Welcome to the Crazy House.
Yes, she was here last night, and she did steal alcohol last night as well.
Mm-hmm.
She stole alcohol today, but those are the most, like, frivolous things I've seen her generally.
Do you have kids in your car?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have children in your car? Do you have children in your car?
Yes.
On September 7th, 2023, a concerning 911 call was placed to the Seminole County Sheriff's Department. The caller reported an ongoing shoplifting incident at a local Target, describing a woman who appeared to be giving her child items to steal. When the woman attempted to push the cart past the point of sale, she attempted to run away, nearly leaving her child in the store.
Hey, Stringer.
When the officer arrived, Asset Protection explained that this was not her first incident. She would come 2 to 3 times in one day just to steal. However, what the officer didn't know is that she had 2 more kids she left in a hot car, all while she was stealing inside the Target.
That I have on her, but just dealing with today.
Okay.
Miss Latasha, she's more than capable of speaking, but she did let me know that she's living out of a hotel right now.
Mm-hmm.
She's having a hard time managing and paying for her stuff. Any relatives or anybody here, she had her mom was just calling from New York, she said. If you want to chat with her, you're more than welcome to.
I understand. Mm-hmm. I understand.
All right. So, right quick,
yeah.
are you going
to...
I would like to prosecute and trespass for this incident majority of the time. Yes, she was here last night, and she did steal alcohol last night as well.
Mm-hmm.
She stole alcohol today, but those are the most, like, frivolous things I've seen, things like that.
Okay.
I'm going to start compiling on
all
my
end. I'm actually going to...
Do you mind if I take a picture?
Oh, sure. Okay. So this is what I'm going to go ahead and do. Technically, I placed you into investigative detention, but since you have your daughter with you, I'm not going to put you in handcuffs right now, okay?
Okay.
All right? So I'm Deputy Stringer with the Seminole County Sheriff's Office, okay? At this point, you are in investigative detention.
Yeah.
But for the sake of your daughter right now, I'm not going to do that, okay? But here's the thing. If you try to run out this door...
I'm not.
Yeah, and then we're in a whole totally different situation, okay? All right. So I'm going to go ahead and read you Miranda right now.
Is that a baby in the car?
No, don't talk.
Oh, so they have 2 young kids in the car and a baby in the car. Okay, might as well call them here.
Do you have your ID on you?
No.
Hold on, give me 1 second. Hey, what's going on? Do you have kids in your car?
Hmm?
Do you have children in your car? Do you have children in your car?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Hold on, let me... Give me a second. I'm gonna read her Miranda. I'll call you back. Okay, bye. All right. You have the right to remain silent. Anything you say can be used against you in court. You have the right to have an attorney present now or at any time during questioning. If you talk to me, you have the right to stop answering questions or speak to an attorney at any time. Do you understand each of these rights?
Yes.
Will you talk to me?
Yes.
Okay. All right, so the incident today, what was going on with it? Okay.
Okay. That was it. Like, I'm living
in
a hotel. I'm just having a hard time right now.
I get it, and we all have hard times.
I know.
So, but we have a bigger issue right now. How many children are in your car right now?
Two
kids. What are their ages?
My son is 10.
10 and?
My daughter is 1.
1. So you got a 10-year-old and a 1-year-old in the car.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. And then how old is?
She's 4.
She's 4.
Hi.
4. Okay. I thought they were babies, like an infant in the car. Okay. That kind of got me. I'm like, what are we doing? All right. So have you been here before? Okay. And what has taken place before? Why you came to this particular Target?
There was no particular Target. Just that. My son goes to school in the area.
Mm-hmm. So how many times have you been at this Target right here and stolen items?
I don't remember. I'm not sure.
So it's just been a whole bunch of times. Okay. And have your children been present with you while you've done it? Like physically in the store?
Maybe.
Maybe?
Yeah,
okay.
But.
Because that's also a completely different charge. Because you are committing a crime in the presence of juvenile. So I'm not taking the arrest. Somebody else is going to take it. I'm here to pretty much kind of fill in until that person comes. Now, I will, whatever it is that you, what you're telling me right now, I will relay it to the arresting deputy, and it'll be up to them what they want to do, okay? But I'm just letting you know what you're pretty much dealing with right now. You're committing a crime in the presence of your children. We're dealing with two different crimes right now, okay? So, again, I'm going to leave that up to them. Whatever it is that he wants to do with it, then that's him, okay?
Okay. Oh, will we safe now?
Do you have anybody that can come and get them?
I can try to find somebody, please.
I mean, you can give us a second. Again, here's the thing. You kind of put yourself in a bad situation. I get honestly, we all go through trying times. To be honest with you, so am I, okay? But you get what I'm saying? I mean, I don't want to kind of beat a dead horse.
I know.
Okay? All right, so you are trespassed from this particular Target, okay?
Yes.
If you do come back to this Target, you will be subject to arrest, okay? I do have to take a photo of you. Okay. Did you get the vehicle open?
I can just open it.
They got the vehicle open.
They broke the window?
I can't say if they broke it or not, but if your 10-year-old is in the car, pretty sure he opened up the door for him.
Yeah.
4513, that's 10-4. Hey. Hey. So I'm gonna leave this car open so I'm gonna go ahead and leave this car open so you guys could get some fresh air, okay?
Hi.
What's your name?
And
that's your sister, brother?
Yeah.
You're gonna be in the fifth grade?
Yeah.
And to make sure you guys getting some air conditioning. Make
sure
you guys get some air over there, okay?
Like I said, I'm going to wait for the other deputy to see what he wants to do, and then we'll go from there, okay?
Chocolate, pink, bullseye.
You got cookies? Do you have the information if he's picking up the kids, or?
Yes, I got it. I'll put it in his room.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Did you get her? It's right there in the Target. Yes.
They're right there. They're by the Circle K.
And they're on their way?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, if you want to put your phone in your purse?
Okay. Is it possible I can just leave it with them?
The purse?
Yeah.
That's up to you.
Yeah, I trust this person.
So they are taking the stuff? I thought you just told her.
No, I told her that they were taking the stuff,
okay.
Because I don't know, like, how this works. I've never been to jail, so I have to test. I don't know, like, how long I'm going to be there. So they need food to eat.
Okay. Go ahead and stand up. Turn your hands behind your back.
Oh,
Hey, how you doing?
Come pick up the kids.
You are?
Yeah, I'm the dad.
What's your name?
Sir?
Your name?
Yeah. Can you tell me what happened?
Yeah, if you want to close the door. Yeah. So, their mom got car stealing out of there. And so she's going to jail.
No, not stealing. Stealing?
Yeah.
Now, when you say stealing, that's a what? We.
Yeah. I don't know exactly what she took or what she's done, you know, and of course, this isn't the first time. So, you know.
So, let me call you right back. Let me ask you a question. Is there like bail or anything like that?
Yeah, it's probably depending on what it is. As of right now, it's probably $500. It could be more. I don't know. Do you have a Florida license?
Is it possible to pay that now?
No, you won't be able to pay it. It'll take some time. Ego, I lost prevention officer.
Are you related to the subject?
Yes.
That's the dad.
This is all the stuff that she actually paid for. She didn't want it refunded. She said that she would like for it to go with you guys to the kids' food. Some of it is frozen.
Now, let me ask you a question. This is what she stole?
No.
What did she steal? Exactly?
She actually asked us if we could not disclose information to whoever was coming to pick us. It will obviously be public record, and you'll be able to see it anyway. I'll just say this isn't the first time.
No, she's never did this before.
I'm saying this isn't the first time at the store. I'm telling you it's not.
That she did this?
She's done this many times. I have documented incidents on, I think, probably 7 or so. But I'm only charging her for the one today. I will say that...
She has children in the car. That's
absolutely.
What I'm saying.
I told them that. We knew that she had children in the car before we even stopped her.
So she...
She just didn't pay for some stuff, but I...
What's in that pocket right there?
It's a pen.
The pen?
Yeah.
Let's walk you this way real fast.
Okay.
Alright, I'm going to go in there and grab it.
Okay.
Alright. Yeah,
we are. So I'm just going to tell you right now, anything else you have on you introduced into the jail, it's going to be another charge, you understand?
Anything what?
Anything else on you? Any other contraband?
Any drugs, knives, guns, anything like that? Any kind of substance?
No, I don't have anything.
Okay. We're just explaining, if you introduce it to the jail after this point, it is introduction contraband.
Okay, I don't have anything.
Okay.
I know times are hard. They're very hard, difficult for everyone in this world. Do you find sympathy for somebody that would take kids to Target? You walk in with your 4-year-old to play it off, but you have your baby and your 10-year-old in the car. And you're out stealing liquor. I mean, you know them kids is gone, G-Lo. They definitely gone.
Yeah.
Once CPS gets wind of this one, they gone. And it's like, wow. You couldn't think of no other way. I would have rather you be in front of Safeway Market with a sign with your 3 kids. Help, I'm struggling. Can you possibly give me something? Because where I'm at, the gypsies be doing it with babies and strollers.
Yeah, they be doing that shit here, too. Hey, they be doing that here, too. They be killing it out there. Hey, but they be out there with the babies. I be like, nah, man. I can't dig that.
They doing it here.
They got the babies with them.
They doing it.
They think somebody feels sorry for them, but I think that's fucked up. I don't want to see you with no babies out there hustling like that. That's crazy.
It's a straight scam. And the funny part about it, they be outside of my slave, right? And...
Right.
They wave at the cars, and, you know, the babies be looking all sad, you know. I guess the mama tell them, you know, y'all look all sad and stuff. And then one day I was just out there on my lunch break, and I started filming them, right? So I guess I watched them collect all this money, right? And then they left. They walked past Burger King, and the car was parked in the Burger King parking lot. And it was a Dodge Caravan, brand new.
Wow.
And they just went And then what made it even funnier, about two blocks away from my job is like the liquor store. So I go to get me a bottle, and they posted up in front of that liquor store. So they got multiple locations where they're doing this.
Right.
And they're getting loot, playing on people's emotions. But for this broad to go up in the store with her daughter to try to play it off, and she's stealing, them kids should be gone, you know?
Yeah.
Sometimes, man,
yeah, that's
how they
sad,
play.
Man. That's sad. Because you're not
bad.
Doing, it's not, I can see, I can't even see that, but I can see if you're in there stealing shit like food or something for the kids.
Yeah.
You're in there stealing
some
liquor.
Diapers,
that's for you.
Some diapers.
That's for you.
Or
so that ain't got nothing to do with the kids. That's terrible.
Yeah. Yeah, man. It's sad, man. It's really sad. I know times are hard for everyone, but.
Yeah,
it,
but
man,
being
it,
there at least stealing some food or something, you can't make an excuse when you're in there stealing liquor, though. I'm sorry.
Exactly. You ain't got a leg to stand on. You ain't got a leg to stand on. And then the funny part about it, if I'm going to go steal, I don't want to take my kids with me.
Right. That killed
you
right there.
That's a stupid thing. Thank God that she had the dude that pulled up to try to help the kids. You know what I'm saying? Suppose she wouldn't have had
that.
Yeah,
that was a straight,
they would have went straight to
move
the,
right there.
They would have went straight.
Yeah.
So it kind of looked like she deserves the booty juice on multiple levels, man.
I want to feel sorry for her, but I just can't at all. I just feel sorry for those kids, man. You know, she is just, that's all bad, bro. And then they said she's been in there multiple times. She's been doing that shit.
Yeah, that's not fly at all, man.
Nah, man.
It's a crazy world we live in. And you didn't think enough of your kids to not take them with you.
And
you know,
a one-year-old.
Like, in the car, in a hot car. And then you're going to take the four-year-old baby up in the store.
Right.
And if you would have saw the footage, the baby was scared as hell. She didn't know what was going on. And mommy, 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 she was like, oh, my God.
Kids don't remember that shit, man, especially that little boy.
Yeah. And the four-year-old girl that was in Target with her. And then you in Target.
She's traumatized.
To
that's she going to always. She's traumatized. See, that affects them kids, too, when they get older and start doing wild shit, you know, because they traumatized, man.
Yeah. For real.
You know?
For real. Man, it's a sad world we live in, man. She definitely deserves the booty juice. She actually deserves time in jail as well. I would have to give her something because you just cannot do that. And I would take those kids away and make her go to some classes, parenting classes. You're going to do a gang of shit to get them kids back. And
but
you
hope,
have to have
I just hope,
employment.
I just hope the kids got, like, she got family. I would hate to just see the kid. I don't like when the kids just go to, you know, wherever they go, though, man, because then that's a whole nother, you know what I mean, thing right there, man. So I hope she has some type of family or something, because when they just get put in the system, that's a whole nother thing. And like you said, it's hard for her to get them back. But then they got to go through all type of shit, you know. So
it's
bad on both ends, man, you know.
It's a done deal. Yeah. And she's been doing it multiple times. So she's been getting away with it, and everything was gravy. She go back to the hood, sell the bottles, you know, buy her some weed or whatever. Come on, man. She needs the booty juice. These broads
she
is
on
crazy,
more than weed. If she's doing that to buy weed, that's terrible. She can either give up the coochie and get it back weed from dude or something, unless the coochie bad.
She doing something with it.
She on something else.
She doing something that's stupid. These bras is crazy, man. I got one for you right here. This is ridiculous, man. Always listen to what a lady say because they will tell on themselves. And when they try to sugarcoat their occupations and all of that, pay attention. If a broad say, I'm an entrepreneur, that means that you basically ain't got no job. If I ask you to spell entrepreneur, you can't even spell it. They be lying, man. They be lying. Check this one out, man. 93.3 FM. Welcome to the Crazy House.
Hello.
Hi, Miss Kendra.
Hi, baby. What's your name?
My name is Ashante. I'm from Northern California.
Okay. How old are you, honey?
I'm 26. I just turned 26 in September.
Okay, Northern California. How old are you, told me that? What's your zodiac sign?
My zodiac
The X sign is lucky Libra.
Libra, okay. Do you have any kids?
I don't have any kids.
No kids. Okay. Asante, 26. What do you do for a living?
So right now I'm transitioning to the brand ambassador phase. I'm a brand ambassador for a black-owned clothing brand company called Wonder. So I just transitioned into that.
Okay, so she's a brand ambassador. Let's do it. We got a chat tag, 26, lives in Northern California, is a Libra, no kids, and a brand ambassador is her occupation. What kind of man are you looking for, Bo?
Hold up. I got to stop that right there. A brand ambassador. What the hell does that mean? I guess I'm a brand ambassador for the G. Lou show. And G. Lou, you're a brand ambassador for the Tweet Cadillac show. That's some bullshit, man. That's some bullshit. I'm a brand. How much does a brand ambassador pay?
Right.
Get out of here, man. They be lying. Let's get back to this, man. This broad is crazy as four sherm sticks with a bottle of Cisco. Check this out, man.
Hello.
Hi, Miss Kendra.
Hi, baby. What's your name?
My name is Ashante. I'm from Northern California.
Okay. How old are you, honey?
I'm 26. I just turned 26 in September.
Okay, Northern California. How old are you telling me that? What's your zodiac sign?
My zodiac sign is lucky Libra.
Libra, okay. Do you have any kids?
I don't have any kids.
No kids. Okay. Ashante, 26. What do you do for a living?
So right now I'm transitioning to the brand ambassador phase. I'm a brand ambassador for a black-owned clothing brand company called Wonder. So I just transitioned into that.
Okay, so she's a brand ambassador. Let's do it. We got a chat tag, 26, lives in Northern California, is a Libra, no kids, and a brand ambassador is her occupation. What kind of man are you looking for, Bo?
So I'm in that phase where I'm really looking for someone who's in a mature phase, ready to settle down. Even though I'm still, you know, on the young side, still living my life, I do want someone who has the plans to have a committed relationship with God, but still able to have a good time because I feel like that's important too.
That's important too. Okay. Okay. What are your deal breakers?
Deal breaker for me is jailbirds, crazy baby mamas, and no ambition.
No ambition. Okay. No ambition. Okay. Does he have to look a certain way?
I would prefer a better looking man, but honestly, he does not. Just a good hygiene and good presentation.
Good hygiene and good presentation.
Yes.
Does he have to make a certain amount of money?
I won't put a number on it, but I do want to be provided for and taken care of like I could provide and take care of a man.
You can provide and take care of a man.
Like, what I'm saying is I want someone who delivers the same things that I can deliver.
Okay. But you want to do... Okay. Okay. I think I understand. Let's do the Kendra Cam.
Kendra Cam. Okay, so this is a casual look, Miss Kendra.
Okay.
This is my casual look right here.
You look small. Okay. You look cute, and I like that painting in the background.
Thank you.
Are you home? This is your house?
This is the brand ambassador of the clothing brand.
Okay, we're not gonna do no promotion.
Yes.
But I respect what you do. I respect what you do. All right, Ashante.
Yes.
When
ma'am.
Was your last relationship?
So my last relationship was a year ago.
Okay.
You
don't have to answer, but I'm gonna ask. When's the last time you was intimate with someone?
Don't answer. I don't want to answer.
Okay, they're telling me to go to your page. What's on your page? Why do they want me to go to your page?
Okay. You said, do I want you to go to my page?
No, they're asking me to go to your page.
Oh,
yeah. Why are they asking me to
Please
go to your
do.
Page?
Yeah.
What's on your page that they want me to see?
Just a little inside of my life.
Let me see where I'm about to
my
find out.
Fashion, my style,
Everyone's
my aesthetic.
Everyone's saying, Kendra, what is it, red snow?
Yes, red snow.
All right. Right, let's see what they want me to see. Okay, this is your page that they want me to see.
Yes. Yes.
That's me. Okay. Oh, you have an OnlyFans page.
Yes, I do. I'm a little rusty and retired on the OnlyFans, but yes.
What's this picture?
That's a massage, a neuromassage.
That ain't no damn massage.
Yes.
That
it's a neuromassage.
That I ain't never getting no massage like that from somebody that I wasn't having sex with. This ain't no massage.
Yes, I promise it is.
Child, what? What is what?
Yes.
What? This ain't no massage, girl. What in the hell kind of massage?
Miss Kendra, in my defense, it was a couple summers ago.
It was. 2022. It was last year.
So, you know, we're going into 24.
That ain't no massage. I don't care what y'all say.
I'm here for it, Miss Kendra.
So you do have an OnlyFans page?
Yes.
Okay. What do you do on your OnlyFans page?
So I'm kind of like not as creative. I have like some more intimate stuff on there, but I have not been consistent with it. It's very much of another job, and I just don't have, like, the time or the content to be an active member on it.
Okay. So you're not active?
No, I have not posted in a long time, I'm going to be honest.
Okay. I forget my questions, child. That video, though.
Yeah, the Instagram is a little lit.
I wasn't ready, child. That one took me out for a second. Let me get my focus back. What was the last question I asked you before?
You said, when was I last intimate? And then everyone said, check the Instagram.
Okay, did you answer? You don't have to answer. When was you last intimate? I can't remember what your answer was.
No comment.
Okay. What are three flaws you have to work on?
Three flaws that I have to work on is compassion, working on forgiveness, and learning how to be quiet.
Learning how to be quiet. Who gave you that recommendation?
Because oftentimes I feel like especially as a Libra, that I always have to advocate for myself, always have to speak on my behalf, and I've learned as I got older, sometimes silence is sometimes the best reward, to just be quiet and not be so reactive but proactive to situations.
Okay. And why would a guy be lucky to be with you?
I feel like a man would be lucky to have me because I feel like that I'm just in such a good place with myself that I wouldn't be pouring from a glass that's empty. Like I feel like my glass is very full and I'm coming into an era and a phase in my life where it's just nothing but greatness here. So I feel like a guy would be very lucky to have that type of vibration in his life to be able to match that energy I deliver.
All right. Let's do it. It's Ashanti. Oh, what's the age range you would date? You're 26.
Oh, I'm going to say let's do 27 to 35.
Okay. And do you want him to be in Northern California?
No. I would be open to anywhere.
Okay. Are you open to any race, too?
I prefer black.
Okay. So we got Ashanti, 26. No.
Got to cut that chick off. Ain't that some contradictory mumbo-jumbo word soup? Come on, you a brand ambassador, right? But you're looking for a man. But you got an OnlyFans page that you claim ain't active. And the video, you're getting a neural massage. For anybody that know what a neural massage is, and believe me, I know what that is. It's this stuff where they put on you, it's like concentrated baby oil, but it's slippery, right? And it's basically a hole tool. Holes give you massage. Man, whenever you, if you was a trick and you go to a hole to get a massage and you get the neural, just the actual gel itself costs like $60. So if she spends that money, you know, if she uses a whole bottle of it, she's going to charge you for that as well, too. But it's ridiculous, man, because the girl is basically hoeing on here, but she wants a man. And then when she asked her, well, what type of man are you looking for? Everything she said was some bullshit. When basically you're simply just hoeing. So that brand ambassador shit basically then went out the window. But yeah, oh, I'm not active. I'm not active on my OnlyFans. It's like these broads is all scammers, man. They don't know what they want. They out there doing all kind of dumb shit. They're hoping that you're stupid enough to fund their propaganda. And then they talking out the side of their neck all at the same time. Everything she, and then what got me was when they asked her, when's the last time you was intimate with somebody? She didn't want to answer that. That right there is an answer. Because if she was true, just say, well, it was last night. It was an hour and a half ago. It was 30 minutes before I got on your show. Keep it real. But by you not answering, you basically was answering. You out there. But yeah, you want a man that has to be not self-centered and all this other mumbo jumbo that she described. What is this world coming to, G. Lou? They out of their mind.
Crazy.
They tripping on so many different levels, man, Jill. If you meet a woman, I don't give a damn where you are, what the setting that it is, you better ask the pertinent questions up front. Because you know that she's going to give you some mumbo jumbo. Oh, yeah, I'm a brand ambassador, and, you know, come on, man, get out of here with that bullshit. They're going to lie to you. Everybody upsells themselves, especially women. They're the only ones. Men, look, if you work at Target, a dude going to tell you, man, I work at Target. He ain't going to say, man, I'm a brain scientist. But a broader work at Target and say that, you know, come up with a fancy word of saying that I work in Target. Get the fuck out of here. Pardon my French. These bras be tripping. Let me show you what a bad attitude will get you. 90.3 FM, the crazy house. Welcome.
A deputy noticed a driver traveling with her high beams on while behind another car. The deputy flashed his headlights at the driver, but she failed to turn off her high beams in response.
Pull off the roadway, not in the middle of the road.
Pull out of the roadway, not in the middle of the road.
What's going, Sergeant Brian Long, Police Department? You let your window down for me, please.
It's down. Here
you have just license, registration, proof of insurance.
There you go.
You have license, registration, proof of insurance.
I don't have that on me.
How much you have that on you?
Just go in my phone and grab it.
Okay.
Can you move your light, please?
I cannot. Unfortunately, it's a safety issue.
Okay.
All right, Miss. Do me a favor, step out of the vehicle for me.
No, I'm
going to
get you.
Okay, I'm asking you to step out of the vehicle for me, please.
No, thank you.
Okay, well, you don't have that option, okay?
Yes, I do.
You do not.
Yes, I
okay,
do.
Okay, if I'm asking
I'm
you
not going to step out. Why did you pull me over?
That's wrong. You start me another unit. Right, I'm going to ask you one more time, okay?
Sir, why did you pull me
You're going to either step out of the vehicle
sir,
or I'm going to go ahead and bust this window and pull you out of the vehicle.
For what?
Okay, because I'm asking you to step out of the vehicle.
I need to get my insurance.
Okay, ma'am, I'm going to ask you one more time.
No, sir.
To step out of the vehicle for me.
I stayed where I was.
Nope.
Which was at Circle K or in front of my father's house.
Okay, do me a favor. Step out of the vehicle
no,
for me.
No, sir. I don't see why.
Because I'm telling you to.
I feel comfortable in my car.
Okay,
I'm
well,
in
I'm not
car.
Asking you anymore.
I'm getting my
I'm telling
insurance.
You to step
if
out of the vehicle.
Can you call another sergeant for me, please?
I am the sergeant on duty. So you can either step out of the vehicle.
I'll just call 911.
If you call 911, you're going to go to jail for misuse of 911.
For what? You just
I'm telling
me
you,
over.
If you call 911, you're going to go to jail.
I don't feel comfortable. I feel
okay.
shaken right now.
Well, I don't know why.
Because you're asking me to pull over. You said you were going to
yes,
break
absolutely.
My window.
Yes, because I'm telling you to step out of the vehicle. I don't need to tell
over.
You why. I'm
That's
telling you to step out
of your duty.
It is not.
Yes, it is.
So you can go ahead and step out of the vehicle or you're going to go to jail.
I'm so glad you have this on camera.
I 100% do. So
all
you
of it.
So you can go ahead and step out of the vehicle or I'm going to pull you out of the vehicle.
Let me call you GPR.
Okay. You got one more opportunity to step out of the vehicle. I'm going to shatter your window and I'm going to pull you out. I'm telling you what's going to happen. So you can either step out of the vehicle.
Sorry, I'm getting out of the car.
Step out of the vehicle now.
Excuse me, can I get a second so
step
I can roll down
out
the window?
Of the vehicle now. Cool.
Can I close?
Nope, I'm told you, you've got that option. You're going to jail. I'm telling you now.
That's what I got when refusing to open the window. Maybe you step it up. Tip 4, Castleberry's got a unit close.
I'm about to shatter your window, ma'am. Of the vehicle now. That's
can I
got
step
one
out
fighting.
Of the vehicle? Can you let me step out of the vehicle?
Get out of the vehicle. Pepper spray deploy. Step out of the vehicle now.
What a boy.
Step out of the vehicle. Do it now. Do it now. Get out of the vehicle. Get on the ground. Put your hands behind your back. Do it now.
Put your hands behind your back.
Stop.
You're gonna get tased.
You understand?
This is dumb. All for money, honey. All for money.
You understand?
Stand up.
Can you get my glasses, please? And we'll get it in a minute, dude.
I'm not a guy in your handcuffs up all the time. Far from a guy.
Well, now you're going to jail.
For what?
For resisting,
can
obstruction.
You on here? Can you my glasses, please?
We'll get them in a minute.
Not worried about your glasses.
I am.
I don't care.
I don't care about anything
for
yourself.
You got the floor. What's that for? We got one secured.
You can keep another unit coming. Can you have FD en route as well? Have a seat.
The spray that's making you sneeze like that? Jesus Christ. I hate you so much.
Why? My ass, when I bust the window, it went through it. Huh?
I could spray him.
Because she pulled back and kicked me?
She?
Yeah.
I don't know. Wait, they throw their drink at you too?
Yeah.
I hate you.
Yeah, leave it out of my face. That's all.
I know. Did the person throw their drink at you?
Yeah. I mean, that's what it said. She pulled back, she kicked back, and then that's why I said, all right, cool.
What's your 1,000
for? High beams on.
High beams. That's it?
Yeah. Just so you're aware, you're going to jail for resisting with violence, obstruction. No, I'm not giving you glasses right now. Okay, well, we'll take it up to the hospital. You got pepper sprayed anyway, so you go up there and get medical clear.
Okay,
so.
Okay,
we'll get him in a second. I'm telling you what you're going to jail for, okay? All you had to do was simply step out of the vehicle. I don't need to tell you why your son pulled you over. Okay? So, that's what you're going to jail for. All you had to do was simply step out of the vehicle.
You
probably
would have
got your ticket. You would have been on your way, okay?
Documentation.
So she would have just got probably a verbal warning for her high beam on her way, but the route you choose is what happens, then, I guess.
I mean, you got to do it the hard way.
They don't learn, man. They just don't learn, man. All she had to do was just comply. She made all that worse. It's like, man.
Buddy,
it's like,
Buddy said enough of this shit. He said, I'm busting the window.
Exactly. I mean, he had no choice. And then he pepper sprayed her. Why? What did I do?
Hey,
what did I do?
Them females be something else, boy.
And they be on a whole nother plane.
I'm not going to play with them police like that. They sit up there like, bring it on.
Yeah, exactly. Thinking that the popo ain't going to do nothing.
Right.
If we would have came at them like that, they would have smashed the window and smacked
ass.
Us up. Exactly.
Hell yeah.
And tases on top of that.
All that. Might have got shot.
And still would have gave us a case.
Yeah.
Man, she deserves the booty juice just for being stupid, man. If nothing else, you got to get it just for being dumb, man. I mean, come on, lady. Are you serious? I got one for you, though, right here. This broad been in jail. Well, I ain't going to tell the story. Let's check this one out, man. Speaking of attitudes, 93.2 FM. Welcome to the Crazy Hour.
I'm going to give you a chance during the Christmas season to go out and steal more stuff? I don't think so. Ma'am, my God. Ma'am, you didn't think of all of that when you made a choice to steal? I hate being the Grinch here, but this is all about law or an order, and this is 97th time. 97th time, my gosh. I don't mean to... I hate being the Grinch here, but... Okay. We have a sentence potential, a cap of 15 months in the state jail. Let's talk about a few things I want you to address. Both parties, if you'd be so kind. So she's looking at no less than 180 days, up to 15 months. She could be placed on deferred or unadjudicated probation. Plus, she could be sentenced to 15 months in the state jail, and that could be suspended, and she could be placed on regular probation for up to 5 years. I think those are the options, right?
That's my understanding.
Okay. Defense.
I know that the criminal history portion of this report has a lot of events, and but it does boil down to
a lot of dispositions.
I'm sorry?
A lot of dispositions.
Yes.
Just not it wasn't an event. It was a disposition, but I mean, it's very disturbing. But what's between the lines, between the brackets, are disturbing too.
I understand.
I mean, 50 traffic offenses citations, 25 bad check issuances, which are first cousins to thefts. They're in the family of theft. 7 failures to appear, 2 open out a container alcohol in vehicle citations, 1 possession of drug paraphernalia, 1 violation of school compulsory law citation. I think if we added all of this up, let's see, 75, 82, 84, 85, 86, 87, 88, 89, 90, 91, 92, 93, 94, 95, 96 criminal disposition. 96. Counting misdemeanors. What I'm considering is Class C misdemeanors in the 4 lines of multiple infractions between the 2 boxes of adult and criminal history, and then the family felony court history. 96 criminal acts. It's hard for you to say that you're innocent.
Yeah, I'm not. Today was when I was young. Those
I'm sorry. How you're here today?
Well, I feel I was younger.
What did you learn by those mistakes? You're here today. You're an adult, and you're still making bad mistakes. Okay, go ahead.
And that's what she told me, that a lot of that was when she was young and over 20 years ago. And although that doesn't mean it doesn't count, just wanted the court to know that it seems to me, if I'm looking at this correctly, the theft-related events that happened, this particular case that happened in 2022, is apparently the first time that she had resorted back to that type of behavior in about 11 or 12 years, something like that. It had been a good while. Not that that excuses it, but it does show that she did have a break in any kind of in that kind of behavior, the theft. And I'm not sure why she chose to do this theft at this time. But
we don't even, you don't have a compilation of the dates of the Class C misdemeanors, do you?
No.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
I mean, that's, you know, what did we have, 80 some odd? I can't imagine that she committed all of those in 1 year or 2 years or 3 years or 4 years or 5 years, you know. So, and how old of a lady are you right now? I hate to ask. 71. Okay.
51.
So you're 51. That's not all.
And most of those events were when you were in your 18, 19, 20s. Yeah. And she does have a lot of, even in spite of that type of history, which I recognize would be the type of history that the court would want to go ahead and send her to state jail, we are also asking to take into consideration the physical conditions that she has now. She was evidently in a bad wreck in 2015, which caused her rib to lacerate her liver. She had surgery that they removed part of her liver, which has caused all the problems she's having now. And I think she's having another surgery, she believes, in early 2024. And as she's also in a heart failure condition, the probation officer mentions that she's in a life vest, but she can't get it because she can't afford it. And she takes a long list of medications. We would ask the court to, even in spite of the prior history, to grant her probation, even if it was with a conviction, to grant her probation. I don't know much about what medical facilities and things that state jail has to offer, but she certainly is needing a lot. And if she would, the court would give her the opportunity just to be able to be on probation, address her medical conditions, not violate the law, follow the rules of the court, hopefully surprise the court that this would be a change would please the court, that the possibility that probation might be able to help her find funding for a life vest, anything that she could gain from participating in probation physically with her illness, and also in learning to do the things she's supposed to do, which I'm not even sure what her limitations are, except that she does seem to have a lot of medical issues. We'd ask the court to let her stay on, to put her on probation, let her show the court that she can do probation. Are you telling the court you can do probation?
Yeah.
And if she doesn't do probation, well, then she would still be able to be sent straight to state jail. But at this point, we would ask the court to let her have a chance to be out, deal with her medical conditions, and follow the law.
She's been given 3 chances at probation. She's failed each time. There's no reason for us to believe that she could successfully complete probation today. That's number one. Number two, her medical situation has been existing since 2015. It certainly didn't stop her from committing this criminal offense, so I don't think that should be a reason why we allow her to receive probation. Number three, there is no restitution that is owed here. The amount that the state asked, bumped it up, was solely an incremental bump, if anything, from when she got her last probation revoked in 2008 and went off and did 12 months. I think we were fair in suggesting 15 months as a cap, and that's what I'm asking the court to assess.
What would you like to say, if anything?
Well, in 2015, I did have a rape, and I hadn't been in Australia since I was on. I never was on no probation pre-trial,
I was on the missing me probation one time and failing the probation to catch that chick. And I only have like a bunch of stiff cases. This is like my first or second. And they enhanced it with the stiff like chicks. And I was young. I was like 18. I just had my baby. And I wrote a couple of checks to get this stuff for him. But I was just saying, like the where I'm kind of am right now, my sickness, I just wanted to see if I could be on probation so I could get the license and continue on with my medicine and everything.
When did you get sick?
This year, in 16, I had to have surgery on my liver because it was bleeding. And now I went in the hospital.
I'm sorry, 2016?
Yeah.
Oh.
And recently, I had blood clots, and I had to have surgery to get those blood clots removed. And then when I went to the hospital, I couldn't breathe, and I passed out, and they came pick me up for the ambulance, and they told me that my heart only beat 15%, and that I needed a life vest. I have to wear it like every day on time. I take it off when I use the day off and go to take a shower. And I just want to see if I could get probation. I could do the probation. I'm not like I was young, but just watching and doing what I want. I'm got my stuff together now. I have to with that death that I did. I know that was wrong. I had to try to get a shirt for my grandson, and I shouldn't have done that. I should have just paid for it, but I was wrong for it. Now the food speech is your brand information. I prove to you that I can do information.
What was it you stole? I'm sorry.
A shirt.
A shirt?
A polo shirt.
This a total of $390 was stolen, was taken out of your purse.
No.
I don't know. If I've been shopping my whole life as a male, and polo shirts don't cost that much.
No, that's what I'm saying. I don't know how they make that, how they police.
Oh, so they're wrong. You're not wrong.
I mean, I had the shirt and like some shoes.
Detained and in the pre-sentence report, that's part of the record that was entered without objection. The total amount stolen, $389.48. Here's my interest. Here's what's interesting is in the pre-sentence report. I'd like you to explain to me where you contrived this idea. A search of your purse led to the discovery of a large silver magnet used in stores to take off security tags and a pair of wire snips. Well, you just had all the theft tools that any thief ever could ask for Christmas. You're a professional thief. You got 96 convictions of crimes, not counting what's about to happen here. 10 convictions of crimes, a theft, harassment. I mean, this goes back to 1991. You've been committing crimes for 30 years now. Over 30 years. And by the way, you not only including this crime, but other crimes were committed since 2016, the date you say you have this heart ailment that has affected your physical ability. And your life expectancy, but it doesn't prevent you from committing crimes. That's a problem. It's your criminal history. 96. That's one of the most I've done this for a long time. Thousands of cases. You are one of the most prolific criminals that have set foot in this room. And I guess you have used similar kinds of sad stories to others to try to minimize your responsibility, but this is nothing to be proud of, and it's not anything that this court can really sympathize with you. People come in here. Everyone comes in here. Maybe one or two out of the thousands have been more prolific in their criminal actions, quantity of crimes, more than you. But all of those thousands of people that come before me could say, oh, well, Miss Tiffany Marshall, she had 97 convictions, and you let her kind of sashay out of here. And I'd like the Tiffany Marshall rule, please, because aren't you supposed to be fair, Judge? Yeah, I am. I should be fair. And everybody is to be judged based upon their criminal history and character. And this is very poor character. And your criminal history is most prolific. This court is not going to change the rule of law, which states people are responsible for their bad acts, their criminal acts. They must be responsible. Anything else?
Well, I don't know that all of the thefts, I checked citations, were convictions. I know that she said she handled most of her things by paying her checks off. But the other thing is, I would ask the court that if the court is not willing to allow her to be on probation, and even though she got a year the last time she had a state jail felony, we would ask that you consider something on the low end, 6 months or even a 1244. In light of her other problems that we would have to, as the taxpayers, have to deal with because she's so ill. So I would ask the court, if you're going to send her to jail, that you consider something on the low end.
Anything else? If not, on that argument, truly, then people who are seriously ill have carte blanche to do pretty much anything they'd want, and everyone has some form of situation health-wise that they're dealing with. Even the most healthy people are not perfect. I so find you guilty. I'm following this agreement. You are hereby sentenced to confinement in the state jail for a term of 15 months. You will be given credit for all time that you have served in accordance with this. Your lifestyle, see, Ms. Marshall, you have a lifestyle that you feel shocked that committing crimes should hold you accountable. You have 96 infractions of law, 96, and you are committing these crimes with special tools for getting away with attempting to commit your theft. You have specially made tools that are used in the commission of your crime. You can't, a judge cannot be lenient with you. You cost everybody. You are a one-person crime wave. It's thefts that cost everybody more money at merchandise stores because their thefts, the loss is so high, we have to pay for your criminal acts. But after 96 times you have had to go deal with crimes in various courts, from felony courts to misdemeanor to Class C misdemeanor courts, you would have gotten the message, and you never have. You just are a career criminal. You're the very essence of a career criminal. And I wish you wouldn't do that. Thou shalt not steal. You've heard of that one. And it's not only written in moral issues, but it's right there in the law. There's a full section or two or three in the penal code which deal with dishonest acts, and that's where you are. I'm sorry. I just wish you'd have changed your ways, but like I said, you've been doing this for 30 years. 30 years.
Okay. Can I get some time to get my stuff in order and go to my doctor to get my vision?
No, ma'am, not under this situation. The jail The jail is going to be able, those people, the jail take care of people who have medical issues. I trust them. They are good at their job. I'm going to give you a chance during the Christmas season to go out and steal more stuff. I don't think so. Well, you've always done that. You've done that for 30 years, 97 times now.
So please,
ma'am, you didn't think of all of that when you made a choice to steal? You didn't think of what you had to lose? And the people who rely on you or respect you or look up to you? I've got children. I've got grandchildren. They help me make the right choices, and it's not all that hard to think about them first. And you don't. You just thought about stealing for your needs. I'm sorry. I don't mean to. I hate being the Grinch here, but this is all about law or an order, and this is 97th time. 97 time, my gosh.
It's like all them times it's like tricky. And
ma'am, they were all crimes that you were found guilty of. They were all crimes. All of them were crimes.
So stop crying. Take your ass to the crazy house. Get the booty juice and lay it on down. 30 years in the game. Come on, man. That is ridiculous. 97 counts. Your whole life, you a booster. You first, I guess, you start off as what, a shoplifter. Then she got her stripes. Now you a booster. Then you got your stripes. Now you a professional criminal. Then you got your stripes. Now you a habitual stealer. You steal everything that ain't nailed down, and you come to court, and now you want to cry. Ain't that a trip? What is this world coming to, sir? Can you explain that one to me, G. Lou? Because I don't get that one. He let her have it, but man, he let her have it. But he was trying to be tasteful, but he had to break it down. Damn, baby. You ain't thinking about this. You ain't thinking. I hate to be the Grinch, but damn. He was clowning her without even really clowning her, but he was clowning her. She deserved to get clowned, man. That is the craziest shit in the world. I got one more, and then we're going to be up out of here. Check this one out, y'all. 90.28 FM. Welcome to the Crazy House.
All right, so there's a request for early termination on your case. I'm not inclined to give you early termination. I mean, what you did was awful. And there's a concern with you working with the elderly, which is what I put in here, that you're not allowed to have any work with vulnerable persons, any elderly people. So you want to be terminated early. Why should I do that?
Yes, I understand what I did was wrong. But I've never violated probation. I've never failed a drug test. I hold a steady job, and it's not even in the medical field anymore. I've been doing good. I know what I've done. I just want to put this past me and then just move forward with myself, better myself for my kids and myself.
Kids or baby goats? I wish people would stop.
Children.
Thank you. I wish people would stop using the word kids for children. The complainant wants to move forward too, but you know why the complainant can't really move forward? They don't have their engagement ring. So where's their engagement ring?
I'm not sure.
Find their engagement ring, and then maybe I'll consider early termination.
I don't know what they said, what happened with it, but I know it was, from my understanding, it was in a pawn shop or something.
Well, I mean, this is an engagement ring that you're responsible for. So what do you mean? You're saying your understanding that it was pawned in the pawn shop. You're acting like some phantom did that. Who pawned it in the pawn shop?
Myself.
All right, so where is their engagement ring? They want their engagement ring. You're before me saying you want your probation terminated early because you're ready to move on with your life. Okay. She wants her engagement ring. And since this is an elderly person, that means that engagement ring, they probably had it since who knows where, how long. And that engagement ring cost that person $15,000. And how much did you pawn it for?
I don't even remember. It's been a few years now.
Yeah. See, here's the thing. You commit a crime. And for you, it's like, oh, I'm done. I don't even remember.
No, it's not.
Yeah. I'm not giving you early termination. You're going to do every bit of the 8 years that you're on for this probation. And you need to sit and think about the engagement ring that you stole from an elderly person when they allowed you into their home to take care of them, and you went and pawned it, and you're walking around enjoying your best life wearing eyelashes that are too long. I don't know why people are doing that. I think that's a new style or something. But no, so you are not going to be offered probation early. So probation, please tell probation officers to quit submitting me documentation asking for her to be taken off early. I'll only truly consider taking you off probation early if you return her $15,000 engagement ring that you took to some pawn shop, and they probably gave you maybe $200 for it. She wants her engagement ring back, and you should want her to have it back. And until you internalize what you did to her, an elderly person allowing you into their home to work and you stealing their engagement ring, you have learned nothing on probation. That's all. The answer is no.
Judge, may I approach you?
Yes. Court is calling 2022 CR11474W, State of Texas versus Destiny Argumento. Could I have the parties announced for the record for the state?
Daniel Escobar for the state of Texas.
Defense?
Cheryl Patterson for defense.
All right. And are you Destiny Argumento?
No, ma'am.
Well, Amanda Destiny Argumento. All right. I'm showing you what's entitled motion to revoke. I'm sorry?
Judge, really quickly, sorry to interrupt. Defense and I have spoken. I think defense has filed a motion for confidence and eval.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we wanted to approach on.
Ah. So where are we on the competency?
I filed the motion. I don't know that anything has happened.
All right. When was the motion filed?
I believe it was early part of last week.
Oh, then.
Right.
Thank you. All right. So it's been referred to magistrate's court. So, Ms. Ferguson, I need a reset on this. Can you let the magistrate know that she doesn't need an informal inquiry? That she just needs an evaluation.
Remember, we'd actually, in speaking with the prosecutor and with my client, we'd actually like to withdraw that motion. We feel that she just did not understand the questions and was very nervous that day.
Okay. All right. We're on the record then. Are you Amanda or Destiny Argamata Meadow?
Yes, ma'am.
Can you raise your right hand for me? Do you solemnly swear or affirm the testimony you give would be the truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, you can lower your hand. Do you know who your attorney is?
Yes, ma'am.
Who is your attorney?
It's hard to pronounce her last name.
Okay, what's her first name?
Sorry.
Can you point to your attorney? Who is your attorney? All right. Have you had a chance to discuss her and discuss your case?
Yes, ma'am.
What are you on probation for?
Unauthorized use of vehicle.
All right. And who is the prosecutor in this case?
I am?
No. Who is actually trying to prove that you violated the conditions of your probation?
Excuse me, I don't understand.
All right. How far did you go in school?
In ninth grade.
Okay. All right. You're on probation. Do you understand that?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. You understand? You tell me you're on probation for an unauthorized use of a vehicle?
Yes, ma'am.
What is your range of punishment?
It was 2 years of probation and parenting classes.
All right. If I were to send you to prison or to the state jail facility, how much time could I give you?
It's 2 years.
Okay. So with regards to this motion to revoke,
yes,
who has to prove to the court that you didn't do what you were supposed to do on a motion to revoke?
Myself.
I'm sorry?
Myself.
Okay. I think she may need an evaluation.
Yes, Your Honor.
Okay. All right. So this is going to be set for evaluation. Ms. Ferguson, what day can we bring this back? Ms. Ferguson, if you will again just let them know that there's no need for an informal inquiry. The court is requesting that the evaluation be done.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, Your Honor.
Thank you. Hello. Why are you missing your report?
They are crazy, man. How you gonna steal my grandmama ring? Pawn in the pawn shop when you supposed to be a caretaker. You all up in the house and you gonna steal my grandmama engagement ring worth $15,000. Take it to a pawn shop. Like the judge said, you probably got a $200 or some crumbs for it, and you just kept it moving. Talking about you didn't change your life around and you just want to chill now and like it don't mean nothing. How's my grandmama ring? What kind of shit is that, man? That is crazy. And thought that it was all going to be good. And they're going to come in court with the fake-ass eyelashes. Man.
I think this is a new style or something.
Yeah, what kind of shit is this? What kind of shit is this? But you done stole a $15,000 ring from an old lady that trusted you. Wow. But I've changed my life now. So, you know, I just want to put this behind me. We'll get her a ring back. And I'll consider it. Crazy, man. Before we end tonight's episode, I want to give a big shout out to our number one supporter of the G Lou Show, number one supporter of the Tweak I Like 93.3 Tweet FM Show, Mr. Reverend Ali. It's his birthday today.
Yeah, yeah.
We wish
happy
him
birthday, Ali.
Happy and many, many more, as they say.
Wow.
Also, to my brethren, my little brother, Raising Bone Milk and Magnesia. His birthday is today to the legendary almighty DJ Quick. Happy birthday to you. Also,
hey.
I want to say happy birthday to my other brother, my big brother, Big Jam, from the Motorcycle Club, Magic Wheels. May he rest in peace. He passed away last year from complications of diabetes, and I truly miss him. Matter of fact, he's on my album cover. He's on my album cover as well. Another big shout out. Happy birthday to Pete Smedley. I've been knowing this guy since I was 8 years old. His birthday is today, but he passed away 2 days ago from COVID. So, man, Pete Smedley, man.
Rest in peace.
Yeah, man. We used to call him Pistol Pete Smedley. Pistol Pete, man. He would have been 70 years old today, man. May he rest in peace, man. That being said.
And it was your boy Sugar's birthday yesterday.
Yes, it was. Yes, it was. Free. Happy birthday, sir. I want to say, man, this was the debut, 2024, The Crazy House, where we catch stupid people doing stupid things. So make sure to hit that follow button. It's absolutely free. Or refer to tweakatlike.com for any news, updates, pictures, music, apparel, merchandise, etc. Tonight's episode was brought to you by theglueshow.com, Westside Wednesdays, Flashback Fridays, and OG Sundays. That is theglueshow.com. MagnificentWax.com, the only place to get your Cadillac, your Benzo, whatever you got, spit shine to the third power, also available in Walmart. FunDiggity.com, the best funnel cakes in America. Make sure to hit them up. You can have the funnel mix sent directly to your house if need be. Or you can pull up on us. We're located at 2807 North Dalhart Avenue, Compton, California, 90222. Open Tuesdays through Sundays 3 to 10 p.m. That's only if we don't have a special event. The phone number is 310-404-6841. And last but not least, the only breakfast spot in America with 5-star Yelp, been open for over 60 years, Jack's Family Kitchen, man. I was raised on it from a kid, and it's still there. Located on Martin Luther King Boulevard in between Western and 39th Street. And also, we have a caller right about now. Caller, you are live on the G-Lou Show featuring Tweet Cadillac. You are live on 93.3 Tweet FM featuring G-Lou. Welcome to the Crazy House. Good evening, sir.
What's going on with you, Tweet? Man, I'm sorry I didn't call in earlier, man. I done turned another year, Tweet, and I went.
Ali.
What's going on, man? Thank you, brother. And I went to Ponce's, Tweet, and they messed up my burrito twice, right? So I ended up getting a $20 gift certificate, my money back, and my money back for the burritos, and they let me keep the burritos.
Look out now. Look out now. That was legit. Man, Jayla still be talking about them burritos. Wow. It's still there, too. It's still there.
Oh, man. That's another spot. Yeah, since you're talking about Ponce's on Adams off the 15th Freeway in San Diego, California. Ponce's. Mexican food spot.
Yeah, it's the shit. It's the shit. Take it from me. I've enjoyed their delicacies, and it go down like Bobby Brown. It's the shit, man. Happy birthday to you, my brother.
Yeah, man, I'm getting old, man. I'm trying to catch up to you, Tweet. You know, I know it's going to be a long, hard road to try to catch up to you, man, but I'll be trying to catch up to my brother so I can be on the same level sometimes, man, because it's hard out here, man. Fully, you know, folks is falling out, man. But I appreciate you, Tweet, and everything. Like I always tell you, man, everything you ever taught me, everything you ever brought me, every time you ever took me with you, man. One love to you, man.
I just hope that you got you a coochie coupon validated for your birthday celebration after party, and everything is good.
Well, you know, I told them these girls be acting funny with the coochie coupons, man. You know, they're getting real funny nowadays. So I tell them they can keep the coochie and get a coupon to somebody else that might open up their mouth and bow like a dog for them. You know, they be wanting you to beg for it now. You know, I can't beg for a coochie coupon.
And don't take them to Ponce's. They ain't worthy of Ponce's, you know, because they don't want to go to hole-in-the-wall great food restaurants, you know. So, hey, they'll miss out on, man, on the greatest Mexican food that San Diego has to offer. So, yeah, F them. Feed them fish
heads. Yes, sir.
They ain't worthy of the fish.
I'm telling you, man. But, yeah, great show, Tweet. And, you know, I much love G. Lou. Where Rick at tonight? He ain't with you tonight?
No, Rick took his son to dinner. So Rick is chilling, man. He'll be back next week for the After Six Cruise Mix. And also, make sure y'all tune in tomorrow night, Flashback Fridays, man. What's going on, G-Lou, tomorrow?
We got the ladies, man, doing their thing, man. So just tune in, man. They got something special for y'all, man. Queen Jean and Cousin Marcy, I let them do their thing. So y'all just tune in.
Well, it's Scotta Dundada. Give us some words of inspiration, Reverend Ali. Take us out,
man.
The most high light, please.
Man, listen to all the wisdom and love and care and good character that you get from Tweet Cadillac. Do it today and right now and today. And feel that spirit he got, that he's taking his time out to do this radio show for years to entertain people and give them some music they might not have heard before. And some music that they heard before. Thank you to the Most High God for giving us Tweet Cadillac and this radio show, and also the great brother G. Lou. In his name I pray. Amen.
Lou Lavish.
Amen.
Ha ha.
Yeah, Jay. Do
Reverend
it to your satisfied.
Big Jam. Pete Smedley. DJ Quickster. God bless each and every one of my brethren, living or alive. I truly love you. Truly respect you. And you will forever, forever be in my heart. That being said, we out like a light until next week. God bless each and every one of y'all. Stay geared up for success and stay blessed. Peace.
Peace.